This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Lin likes the open floor, spinning, puts it up and banks it in. Yes. Sensational play for Jeremy Lin.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Insanity continues here in Madison Square Garden.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
KM to AM on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Hit my line one time. We're going to take a bunch of calls. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. Man, I was coming in and I was ready to talk about Brandon Nimmo, especially on the heels of the Lugauer. I ain't going to yell at you. I'm not going to fight about it. I'm not going to scream. We're going to talk about it, though. We're going to talk about Brandon Nimmo's comments. We'll talk about Juan Soto's comments. We'll talk about, like, why do you need Queen's Best Dance Crew and a 5-borough race with a pizza, a ferry? We'll get into all that. But breaking news out of the NFL for your New York Giants. I did the Jameis Winston conversation last night. Now it's official. The Giants are signing Russell Wilson to a 1-year deal. What does it mean? I was just in here talking to Ack off air. Like, what does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? Aaron Rodgers is done. Aaron Rodgers is the song that does it. And it's over, New York. It's over, New York. We don't have to talk about Aaron Rodgers. That's the celebration tonight. Aaron Rodgers' time in the city is done. It was real. It was fun. It wasn't real fun. But the Giants are signing Russell Wilson to a 1-year deal worth up to $21 million, including $10.5 million guaranteed. It's nothing. It's nothing. Now your quarterback room has Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, and Tommy DeVito. Could you draft a quarterback? Of course you could. Should you draft a quarterback at 3? No, you shouldn't. 888-808-1019. Now, after yesterday I was on talking about how Deion Sanders was saying, We hope it's New York. Maybe he's talking about the Jets, because I don't think that there's any reason for this Giants regime to draft Shedeur Sanders at 3 when you have to win now. You picking up what I'm putting down? This regime, they are fighting for their lives. And after all of the talk about, these top two prospects, we're not sure about them. If they were in last year's class, they wouldn't be the top 3 or 4 guy. These aren't can't-miss guys. These aren't generational. Whatever. The Giants have no reason to draft Shedeur Sanders, the number 2 prospect, at number 3 overall. But, the possibilities. I've talked about Joe Shane and how he needs to have a masterful draft. I mean, not for nothing, he's made some good moves already this offseason, Giants fans. If you're looking, like I was on last night talking about, and if you heard me last night, a lot of these things are going to be the same. It hasn't been that long since 2 a.m. We're going to repeat some stuff. But like, I like the pickup of Lil Jordan Humphrey. He can go. He's a wide receiver that can take it to the house. You know, he's a guy that, can return kicks, punts. Helps you there. Seems like the Giants always have issues with kick return, punt return. And then even Zach Pascal, that's another guy, which you obviously have Darius Slayton, and you have one of the best young receivers we've seen in a long time in Malik Nabers. You might be cooking with something. Now you've got a few guys, 2 guys at least, that can throw the ball downfield. This Giants offense immediately looks different. This Giants offense makes you think and dream about touchdowns. Actually throwing, passing touchdowns, finding the end zone on a deep pass. Like, wow. You have 2 guys that can throw the ball downfield and get you into the end zone. And yeah, I know everybody's going to call about the offensive line. Russ is old. He's going to be a sitting duck. Jameis Winston's not as fleet of foot as he once was. He never really was a runner, but he's also a pocket passer. But, you know, they re-signed Aaron Stinney, and they brought back Greg Van Roten. And I forget who else. There was another guy that they brought back. The guy that looked like T-Pain that they brought in. The guy that looked like T-Pain, something the third. James Hudson the third. I think that they have enough reinforcements on the offensive line where the offensive line is going to be solid, assuming Andrew Thomas comes back healthy and John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt at center takes a step forward. Who knows what Evan Neal is going to be? But I think they have enough guys on the offensive line. They're going to figure it out. They'll have a good 5. They can also draft and add offensive linemen in this draft. And that's what we're going to end up talking about tonight. I know it. Because at number 3 overall, Tankathon, go ahead and change that. There's no reason to add Shedeur Sanders to this quarterback room. Shedeur Sanders wants the chance to compete and potentially start. Last night I talked about, I watched Cam Ward's entire pro day. And from what my eyes showed me, Bill Callahan and the Tennessee Titans, they're about to draft him and he's going to be QB1. Bill Callahan hates Will Levis almost as much as his ex-girlfriend does. Bill Callahan much rather go into the season fresh, his second year on the job, with Cam Ward and the natural arm talent and the swagger, the moxie, the confidence that guy has. They're looking for their next Steve McNair. Maybe it is Cam Ward. I just think that you know, the dreams of the Giants trading up for Cam Ward, it never made sense anyway. You cannot give up the draft capital to move up 2 spots. You had the number 1 pick when you lost 10 games in a row. Do not, like, that would just be ass backwards. Do not give up what the Titans would want you to give up to get number 1, and they're going to take Cam Ward. So now, Shedeur could be headed to Cleveland. This is for you. He could be a Cleveland Brown. The 2 quarterbacks could come off the board 1 and 2. So who do you want, Giants fans? Abdul Carter? I think that makes sense. Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter, who plays 2 positions, who's super athletic. He's not going to fail in the NFL. He's a freak athlete. I don't know how many times I told you guys, go look up his basketball highlights, him dunking, him hooping, and go just look up his internet stuff. There is a digital paper trail of this kid just being a Twitch nerd. He just wants to dance on TikTok and play video games in his room. No trouble with that. I would draft that kid, actually. I draft that kid, actually, because he fits 2 needs. He could be a game-breaking receiver, Or he could be a starting corner, but like not for nothing, too. When we're talking about what the Giants have already done this offseason, they've brought in receivers. They've brought in a corner that can play on the other side opposite of Deontay Banks. So you got options here. And you know what they're doing here, which I was talking about this last night with Jameis. They're trying to change the culture. Again, we talk so much about the culture that they were building with Daboll in the locker room. Well, the locker room sucks. The culture sucks. It's a lot of losing and infighting and confusion, whether it was how Nick McCloud was handled or how Daniel Jones was handled or Saquon Barkley going 2K say, winning the Super Bowl, and them all thinking, oh, well, he was just here with us. They should have paid him. You put a guy like Jameis Winston into the locker room. He's a God-fearing man. He's a Christian man. He's going to be, you know, very outward with his belief in his Lord Jesus Christ. I'm all for it. He's going to be prayed up, and he's going to give you motivational speeches that are going to fire you up and crack you up. And then the same thing with Russell Wilson, a devout Christian who does not hide his belief in God, who will stand on the 50-yard line in MetLife Stadium envisioning himself throwing touchdowns to Malik Nabers. Good. Now you have two quarterbacks that can potentially do it. They're going to compete. Maybe it's Jameis. Maybe it's Russell Wilson. At number three overall, Giants fans, who do you want? What do you want to do? Do you want Abdul Carter? Do you want Travis Hunter? Or do you want to trade back and really let the games begin? Do you want to trade back? And like I said, Joe Shane has to have a masterful draft to win back the fan base after embarrassing the fans on Hard Knocks. After having the worst Hard Knocks we've ever seen, so much so HBO can't find anybody else to do it again. Joe Shane has to have a masterful offseason and draft, and he's on his way to doing so. 888-808-1019. I'm taking a call on this open. This wasn't the open I was planning on doing. I was going to talk about Brandon Nimmo. I was going to talk about Juan Soto, how it is opening day Eve, and all the talk and all the whatever is done. But like, hey, this fell into my lap. Artie is in Brooklyn, first up on the Fan. Go for it, Artie.
Hey, thanks for taking a call, man. But I'm a Jets fan, and I was afraid that Shador was going to come down to 7. And then I'm talking to people, I'm saying that they're talking him up, saying that they think that he's going to be a good player. How do you not draft him if he falls to you, the Giants? You don't have quarterbacks. You guys got old guys. You're going to need the future. Why are you drafting Carter when you could have a quarterback at 3?
Oh.
I don't get it.
Oh, I'll tell you why. Thanks for the call, Artie. It's win now. John Mara said he wants to feel a little different at the end of the season. I don't think you get there with a rookie quarterback. Now, the whole sell of a rookie quarterback was for this GM and this coach to latch on to the development of a rookie quarterback to say, hey, you know, we saw some glimpses of what he could be, and we need to develop him, and you can't go a different direction in these next couple years. No. They're trying to compete now. Why would you draft Abdul Carter? You need to rush the passer. Look at how Patrick Mahomes got stopped in the Super Bowl. How did they stop Tom Brady? You heat him up. You don't give him a chance to read the defense. You don't give him a chance to pick you apart. I don't know what Kayvon Thibodeau is going to be. Thibodeau, you know, I always get the Thibodeau. It's so dumb that we got to do that. Maybe they need to trade him so that we don't have to do that. Nah, shout out to KT. He's a Yankee fan. I've seen him. Shout out to KT. I told you I've seen KT in Legends. He came through with a DiMaggio on the back of his pinstripes. And I think somebody put him on game. Next thing you know, he just came through with the 5. I was like, good man. But anyway, you just got Spider-Man, Brian Burns. You already have Sexy Dexy in there. You did go get from my Dallas Cowboys, which I got to just like somehow find a way to shed that I ever cared about the Dallas Cowboys. I've grown up. I've evolved. I'm a grown man now. That's childish. But you get Chauncey Golston, and now you add Abdul Carter. I know there are Giants fans right now talking about, hey, when we had Strahan and we had Tuck and we drafted Osi, you got to rush the passer, especially in this division. Especially in his division. Jaden Daniels, hello. You got to heat him up. Jalen Hurts, hello. You got to heat him up. Dak Prescott, all you got to do is hit him. He's going to crumble. He's going to fold. He's going to be hurt. Moose is in Jamaica on the Fan. What's up, Moose?
Here, Keith, what it do?
Yeah.
So this whole Russell Wilson thing, obviously they're trying to save their jobs. And even more so, now there's probably a 70% chance we take Travis Hunter. I'm not so sure about Carter because of the – maybe they want to build a rotation in the pass rush.
And maybe I understand the foot stuff, right? The foot stuff with Carter might give some people pause. I honestly think Travis Hunter is the way to go because you can't miss. He's going to be an NFL-caliber DB or wide receiver or maybe both.
And there's a 30% chance we could still draft Shador. Because I think the Giants probably got intel from inside the Browns organization that they're like almost convinced they're going to draft him, Shador. I think the Browns are pretty convinced they're going to draft Shador.
And I think that's why Deion was at that conference saying, well, we hope it's the Giants because the Browns have to draft Shador, have to draft a quarterback. Because of the situation with Deshaun Watson giving him the most guaranteed money, what a mistake that was. All they have is Kenny Pickett on their roster. Like they have to draft a quarterback to get their fan base energized. And guys like Myles Garrett, who came back and took the money, they probably promised him, hey, we're going to draft a quarterback with this top pick. We're at two. We can get one of two guys.
And if not, we trade down just to pick up assets and draft capital. But real quick on the whole, so I'll keep this to like 15 seconds. Soto, Brandon Nimmo. I said what I said during the Soto sweepstakes, that whatever comes down to it, the Mets might offer more money or more things, whatever he prioritized what he prioritized in the article about Brandon Nimmo. Okay, Mets fans, you got it. You're big brother. When we were big brother, we got every team's best shot in the Bronx on the road. The fans on the road were terrible. The traveling fans, they came to Yankee Stadium, berated the players and cheered every time the Yankees did something terrible or sucked. We get the worst of it. So, Mets fans, be prepared to get every team's best shot. You went from the hunter to now the hunted. And for Yankee fans, there's nothing better. I know we haven't won since 2009, but there's nothing more motivating than a disrespected, underestimated former champion because that hunger is insatiable. We lost in the World Series on our home field.
Thanks for the call, Moose. I think that was longer than you expected it to go. I'm just not going there yet. I'm not going there yet. You lost me as soon as you said, okay, Mets fans, you're big brother. Signing a free agent does not make anyone big brother, especially before that free agent steps into the batter's box in the regular season. 888-808-1019. Continuing the conversation on Russell Wilson signing with the New York Giants and what this means. Also, I just saw Stephon Diggs has signed with the New England Patriots. There were some rumblings about that potentially happening, but we'll stay with this conversation. We got 5 hours. We got the whole night to go back and forth. Yankee fans, Mets fans proclaiming who's big brother, little brother, whatever. None of that matters to me. Enough. Like, the games are about to start, then we'll see who is who and what is what. We should be worrying about our first series, our first month. We'll go through the schedules. We'll go through the odds. I'll give you some stupid picks on who I think is going to win the East and who I think is going to win the World Series for no reason. It's a fool's errand, but you know what? That's what I'm here for. I'm a radio host. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up at 888-808-1019. We will keep the conversation for now on Russell Wilson and what this means for the Giants in this upcoming draft, which is less than a month away. Sierra's going to be at practice now. Come on down, Russ. Only thing is, you know, maybe we'll come back next break and we'll play some March Madness. Can't play Future in the locker room now. It's off limits for the Giants. Sorry, Malik Nabers. I know that's one of your favorite artists. No Future in the locker room with Russ. You know. Because Future, Ciara's son Future, Future's son Future, the child that they have together that, you know, Russ has pretty much been a father to. Yeah, there's some issues there, but whatever. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the New York Giants, the G-Men. And you know what's funny? I put in my notes, Mike Francesa, he had a tweet like some 6 hours ago where he said, remember when the Giants actually had a clue on how to build a football team? Those were the days. Somebody felt that. Somebody in the organization said, sign Russ right now. We're not drafting Shador Sanders. I have a plan.
And don't you think with this contract, Russ is going to start. Like, that's a starter. Like Russ is starting. Jameis is going to back up. And whatever DeVito does, DeVito's going to do. But Russell Wilson's going to be the starting quarterback for the New York Giants.
I think it's a given that Russ's resume and even what he did last year, not the losses. If you're putting the depth chart together, Super Bowl winning, you know, two Super Bowl appearances, multiple Pro Bowls, like, you know, that guy is QB1, Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And Jameis is backing him up, and DeVito is third. There should be a healthy competition in camp. The one caveat is, just like last year, they had, you know, in Pittsburgh, Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. If Russ is hurt, he's got a calf issue, whatever it is, if he's not ready to go, then you have Jameis as a security blanket, like, yeah, you go. And then when, you know, it could be a deja vu type of thing.
Sure. And again, I don't know how that quarterback room is, like, awesome from a personality and, like, just, like, shtick standpoint. I don't know how, like, how many wins does this get the Giants to if it's Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston?
You know what?
Five? Five? Like, I don't, and because I think, like, that's what we're based on, especially, and, like, what they're going to do on the draft now. Do they trade back to get more assets? Do they take Travis Hunter? Do they reach and try to trade up and still take a quarterback? There's no clue for what this team and what this front office is going to do.
Yeah, I'm not so worried about the win total yet. We're far away from actually seeing who they draft, how they line this team up. I mean, we don't know how many games the Yankees and the Mets are going to win. We'll get to that, too, but let's get back to the phone. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the fan. Let's go to Pittsburgh and talk to Kenny. You got it, Kenny. Go for it.
How you doing? Just first of all, I want to go ahead and just say that Russell Wilson did do somewhat wonders for the Steelers, coming from a Steelers fan here. I am hoping we don't get Aaron Rodgers, but that's beside the point. This isn't a Steelers program. It's a Giants program. I actually think that the Giants are probably not going to even make six wins. I think this is going to be a plan for 2026. I really think that you guys are probably going to draft a quarterback next year. Most of your picks are probably going to be on the defensive side for the Giants.
Okay, Kenny, thanks for that. You know, we can't really project to next year. We don't. Again, we don't know. If your number is six, I think that's a fair number, especially when the odds are against them. They have the longest odds to win the Super Bowl, and they have the toughest strength of schedule. But they're filling out this roster with some athletes. They're filling this roster out with some personalities, some locker room guys. They have to have a masterful draft. And I kind of like where we are right now, thinking, okay, there's no reason for them to draft Shedeur Sanders. Here's an idea, though. This is an idea I had. Shout out to the chat. Somebody sparked this idea. It went back to an idea I had weeks ago. Russell Wilson is not a runner. Jameis Winston is not a runner. Brian Daboll likes to run his quarterback a little bit. And in this modern-day NFL, you need rushing yards from your quarterback, whether it's short yardage, whether it's goal to go, whether it's just like to keep a drive alive. Let's see how far Jalen Milroe drops. Because Jalen Milroe, to me, I know I've been very critical of him. I mean, he had a good pro day. He didn't have a good Senior Bowl. But, like, Jalen Milroe, to me, he's a monster. He's built like a linebacker. There could be packages for him. Let's say he drops to the fourth round. Is that not worth the Giants taking a flyer on Jalen Milroe? If he's in the fifth round, hell yeah. But, like, if he drops to the fourth round, taking a flyer on Jalen Milroe, who could be a Taysom Hill, who could be a Deebo Samuel, who could be your short yardage quarterback, like, Russ is up there in age. Russ and I are the same age. I mean, now, all season, I'm going to be telling you guys a story about when I met Russell Wilson at the UVA football camp. And Jameis is 31 as well. I don't know. I think you could take a flyer if Jalen Milroe is falling, dropping. Alabama kid. Dable's got Alabama ties. He is a project. And when you draft a project like that, maybe in the fourth round, fifth round, and you put him in a quarterback room with Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson, I think he can learn from those two guys. And who knows what next year brings, as we have no idea how many wins they're going to have. We have no idea. Next year is too far out. We don't even know what they're about to do in this draft. Let's go to Ivan or Yvonne in Elizabeth, New Jersey. You're on the fan.
What's up, Keith?
What up?
Yeah, I'm a big Russell fan, been a big Russell fan since he got into and went into the draft, 2012? And, you know, I've been waiting for this day for a long time, honestly. As soon as I saw the news, I jumped out of my seat.
Yeah, I know Giants fans wanted him before he went to Denver.
Yeah, exactly. I was there, actually, that game. Oh, I'm not even sure if we had him yet, though. I mean, Denver had him yet going into that game, week one, a couple years ago. But what I was going to say was that, hey, I know that we're still not a good team. Like, we're still going to probably, you know, win at least, like, 7 games. But, you know, because the strength of schedule, like you said, and all that. But what I was going to say was just, hey, I'm, you know, my favorite player on my favorite team.
Yeah, and you're getting maybe the last good year that he has left. Thanks for the call, Ivan. We know he's going to work out. We know he's going to eat right. We know he's dedicated, and he's going to try and show up in the best shape, prepared to play. And, you know, I talked about Russ and Ciara, and I said they're socialites. You know, they want to be in New York. They want to go to the Met Gala. They want to go to Broadway. They want to pop up at the Knick game, the Rangers game. Like, they're about to come in to all of that. The Yankee game. I guarantee. I mean, this guy got at bats at Yankee spring training a couple years ago. Remember that? Like, Russ is now a New York Giant. Let's worry about this year. You know, that's another thing. Like, you just said 6 wins, 7 wins. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Like, I know we think the Dallas Cowboys are the Dallas Cowboys. They're cooked, man. They're cooked, man. They have made so many mistakes with their roster construction, with paying guys late. They got to pay Micah Parsons. They're cooked. And it's not a guarantee that the Eagles, who have already lost some players from their championship run, it's not a guarantee that the Eagles are, they'll probably beat the Giants twice. I'm not going to even do that because Saquon exists. It's just, I'm not going to do that. But the Commanders, they got to show me again. They got to prove it again. I don't know. Jaden Daniels exists. Well, you know what? How about this? 3 years ago now, how did the Giants win all of those games where they ended up going to the playoffs and knocking off the Vikings? They won them late. They won them close. Draft another running back, maybe. And, man, shore up this defense. I don't know. And you need another offensive lineman. There's a bunch of things they can do in this draft. Maybe with that third overall pick, they do trade back and stockpile and try and just add more talent at a bunch of different spots. Anthony is in Tom's River on the Fan. You got it, Ant.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing tonight?
Oh, that's tough, Ant. Anthony, I put you on hold. Maybe get somewhere where your connection's a little bit better, and we'll bring you right back in. Gary's in Waterbury next on the Fan. What up, G-Makes?
Make fair the Cavalier.
Yeah.
I smash Keith, F your beef, no relief. I step on stage.
The girls scream like I'm Keith.
Yeah, you know I'm a Giants fan. We are not going anywhere in the NFC East. And I'm not going to, even though I want to say Foo Philly, but you know they got us. And, yo, Washington's still better. And I'm not going to count Dallas out till Dak is out. But we're not going anywhere. I want the best available player this year in the draft. I want the best available player. And I want to take Arch next year.
I knew somebody was going to say it, Arch. I saw the Texas Pro Day. Go ahead.
No, I do want Arch next year. Yo, but we could still get Dart later in the draft. We could still get Dart. Yo, and Ernie Accorsi was a great GM. Yo, Shane hasn't proven that yet. Yo.
This is it.
We're still behind the eight ball. We got the hardest schedule. Like we're in the doldrums here. We got to come out of the death trap that we're in. So I'm not going to expect it to happen in just 1 year.
Understood. Thanks for the call, Gary. You're the man. 888-808-1019. I understand there are Giants fans that like this is not going to move the needle for you at all. You might feel better about your quarterback room being Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, Tommy DeVito than you did with Daniel Jones, Drew Lock, Tommy DeVito. But what does it translate into? It actually translates into something that you should be okay with. It translates into you'll probably be able to compete, still lose, and have a top 5 pick next year to potentially draft Archie Manning. Richie's in Queens. What's up, Richie?
What is this fascination with Archie Manning?
Stop last with Archie name. Manning. I mean,
come on.
Eli's connection.
About that. Yeah, I understand that, Keith, but it's still, God, it's still false. Let's talk reality. Look, the guy, we went from no quarterbacks, DeVito, to having potentially four quarterbacks if they draft another guy. I think your thing about Milroe makes sense. Carter, you go with Travis Hunter. They just got a cornerback. I don't know if they want another one. They have three really good spots. I think Tracy's good. Obviously, Neighbors is good. I think Johnson's going to be a good tight end. They have shored up their defense. Their linebackers is not as strong as I'd like it to be. Their secondary, they made a mistake.
I think they like their linebackers. McKinney. Maybe not what we last saw of Okereke, but McFadden.
Yeah, Okereke and McFadden could. I think they're serviceable, but
another young guy.
How about Carter? You know, I mean, if you you got the Badu. Carter's a stud, and obviously Mason, the middle defensive guy from Michigan. You know, you could shore up your defense, and you could be, like you said, I don't know what they're going to be with Wilson at quarterback, but they are better than what they were just a while ago. Winston was just too erratic. I think Wilson kind of ran out of gas. He looked so good, you know, for a while. And your point being about a running quarterback, Keith, is so important, man. You look at our division, you know, with Daniels, and even Dak could still move, and obviously it hurts. And now the offensive line's got to work that much harder to keep Wilson in the pocket. I said it to you. I've been saying it for 3 years. Where are we going? We still got a long way to go, but maybe we're taking baby steps. But you might have to get the best guy at number three. And your choice with Milroe, I would take a shot with him too. I think Doc's going to go in the first round. I don't think he'll be there, but Milroe could be there in the third round. So I have four quarterbacks. Man, we can just pile them up, Keith.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for the call, Richie. I mean, if you saw some of the throws from Quinn Ewers today, he may jump Jalen Milroe. There's a lot of buzz around Tanner Shuck from Louisville, Oregon. I think he also played at Texas Tech. Lewis Riddick has been really, you know, beating the drum for that kid. Like, I see Jalen Milroe in this draft dropping, where he could fall into the lap of the Giants, or if he is falling, the Giants could trade up and get him. I'm like reading some things online, and I'm seeing reactions, and now I'm seeing like I didn't hear Loogie's reaction, but I saw, you know, our digital team just put it up there. I understand some Giants fans aren't excited about this, but I just feel like you should be. Similar to what I was talking about with Jameis Winston last night, you haven't had enough touchdown passes in your life the last few years. You haven't seen the ball be caught in the end zone. It doesn't look like NFL football on Sundays for you. Now you've got two guys that can put the ball up in the air deep. Now you've got some guys that, you know what to do in certain situations, reading defenses and coverages and getting rid of the ball to your playmakers. It's on Brian Daboll. Like, you got to see what's happening, right? Joe Shane is making moves like he has no tomorrow. This is for right now to save his job. Brian Daboll will be coaching with that same type of energy. Steve is down in Miami, Florida on the Fan. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I would say I'm a lifelong Giants fan. I think that the people are saying that this signing doesn't make sense. They're not viewing it the right way. So they have two quarterbacks now. They signed in last week. They have $14 million for both of them. Every other quarterback signing for $40 million contract.
Yeah.
The Jets signed Fields for $40 million over 2 years. If they're going to do the right intelligent things to build the franchise, they shouldn't force it. At three, I think they should draft Hunter. They signed pretty good defensive players in free agency. They have Malik Neighbors, who broke the touchdown record or receiving record for the Giants with no quarterback. Tyrone Tracy is a good running back. Everyone's saying they're going to win. You know, they won three games last year. They might win seven. Listen, if you win eight games in the NFL, you're somewhat competitive. But the way I view it is this year, the smart thing to do in the draft, draft the best player available, which is not Sanders at number three. And then to your point, they could trade up to, you know, 19-20 in the draft and draft Dart or someone like that. And then they would really have the building blocks for something in the future. But I actually think this is a smart signing. Can't wait around for Rodgers, which didn't seem realistic. And I think this building themselves up for the future.
I like it. Thanks for the call, Steve. Now, I'm not a diehard Giants fan. Didn't grow up rooting for the Giants, but I like the move. It's a one-year deal. It's not that expensive. Winston is on a two-year cost-friendly deal. You have veteran quarterbacks in the building. Practice is going to be better. All right? If you don't have two quarterbacks in this NFL, you don't have one. You've got two. Now this gives you flexibility, right? I think I was hearing Boomer earlier today talk about, you know, picking Shedeur Sanders. Like, I don't want to, you know, I didn't even hear it. I was reading it online, but there was a quote about how risky it is to draft Shedeur. I think the quote card said, if you're the coach, do you really want to invest your potential future in a kid who might not make it? No, they don't. No, they don't. And it's risky business drafting the son of Deion Sanders, prime time, who's got such a big imprint. That's a lot. Like, they're avoiding that. I think they're out on Shedeur Sanders. But his college teammate, I was talking about this last night, as many times as we know they went out to Colorado to scout Shedeur Sanders to watch the Buffaloes, guess who else was there? Travis Hunter. And as much as I've already talked about how this kid doesn't drink, he doesn't party, he lets his girlfriend go to all the parties, he waits outside in the car, or he stays at home, he comes, picks her up after. This kid likes to dance on TikTok. This kid likes to play video games on Twitch. This guy is a nerd, but he's a freak athlete. Good. That's who you want. And the biggest thing about him, he's a star. They need star power in New York, right? They need to sell jerseys. John Mara was quoted saying, Saquon Barkley is the most popular player by far. And what he meant was, like, fans and in the locker room. Travis Hunter is a guy that has millions of fans already. You add him to this team, you're selling those jerseys right away. And you add him to this locker room, all these guys respect him. He's the Heisman Trophy winner. All these guys respect him because they're football players. They know how hard it is to play both ways at the college level. 888-808-1019. Pat Leonard is going to join us. Shout out to Paulie going to get a Giants reporter, Pat Leonard, who covers the Giants for the New York Daily News. He's going to join us at 8. We'll get more of your calls in, but we got a break. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to AM. Been a while since we've done one of these. Probably will be another while until we do another, because bam, bam, ba-na-na-na-na-na, bam, bam, ba-na-na-na. That's the Yankees music, you know. The Yankees are coming, you know, right here on the Yankees Radio Network, WFAN. Let's get back to the calls before we break here and bring in Pat Leonard. We're staying on the topic of Russell Wilson to the Giants. And the more I look at Instagram and Twitter, the more I'm seeing Giants fans are not exactly happy about this, not exactly celebrating this. And I think it's a combination of, one, Aaron Rodgers is the song that just ended. That dream is over. And two, if you were dreaming of Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, this is pointing into the direction of them not using that third overall pick to draft a quarterback. So it's another year, potentially, of the Giants not drafting a quarterback.
Be careful, though. It's spicy.
Whose voice is that? We have all of the corny Russ clips built into the system. Mike is in Clifton Park, New York. You got it, Mike.
Hey, Keith. Great show. So after thinking about it, I have a feeling that the Giants don't want to move up to get their quarterback. They're not going to be forced into doing that.
Yeah, they can't. They can't. They have the number one overall pick.
But if it falls to them, if one of the two quarterbacks falls, I think they'll take it. They just want to be pushed up or feeling pressured to do that and let the draft come there.
I don't know. It's not like Jaden Daniels falling to you or Drake May falling to you. I think at this point that's a crowded quarterback room.
If they draft Ward or Sanders, they weren't going to start right away. So at least half of the season, the first half of the season, was going to be a veteran, I would say.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Mike. They're not drafting a quarterback. They have QB 1 and 2. DeVito is 3. Maybe they'll bring in a practice arm, but it would be foolish now, right? You would trade up to draft a Cam Ward to start him right away, or have him learn from the veteran for a few weeks, see how the season goes, and if you're losing games, whatever, run it. It's his turn. Same thing with Shedeur. Now that you have two quarterbacks, one on a one-year deal, one on a two-year deal, these are stopgaps, right? And these are NFL-caliber quarterbacks that could potentially win you some games, definitely could lose you some games, but now that draft capital you have at 3, think about last year. They had the 6 overall pick. They could have drafted Michael Penix Jr. They could have drafted Bo Nix. They could have drafted J.J. McCarthy. But what did they do? They had a hurt Daniel Jones come back from his rehab in time to reclaim his spot, and they spent $5 million on Drew Lock, and they also had Tommy DeVito. Good, right? Don't need to draft a quarterback at 6 overall. You draft the best available player. They drafted Malik Nabers. That was a good pick. That was a good pick. That kid looks like the next Ja'Marr Chase to me. Yeah, Ja'Marr Chase that just got paid, won the Triple Crown. Do it again. Add more talent. Add another star. This is New York. We need star players. Don't draft Will Campbell. I saw somebody in the chat. They're going to draft that offensive lineman. Do not draft Will Campbell. Draft either one of Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter. I now think that is going to go Cam Ward 1, Shedeur Sanders 2, and on the clock at 3, your New York Football Giants. Bruce is in Flushing on the Fan. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, Keith. A few giant points, if I can. Number one, this shows how desperate the general manager and the coach is to try and be respectable. They know their job is on the line, and they will do anything they can to get victory this year. Number two, hopefully, if this makes sense, to me anyway, if, you know, first of all, the second point, if Russell Wilson was so good, why didn't Pittsburgh re-sign him? To me, that speaks volumes to me, saying that they didn't think he was that good. Otherwise, they would have re-signed him. Point number three, the only way this makes any kind of sense is that if they make a deal, drop back a little bit, maybe for a team who wants the third pick, and they go back a couple of spots, and you maybe draft a kid, the defensive tackle at Michigan State, or somebody else who they like, and then you draft Jackson Dart or the kid from Louisville. But if you're going to go in to this season with just these quarterbacks and not a youngster to groom for next year, doesn't make any sense to me.
Thanks for the call, Bruce. Yeah, I just think they're out on drafting Shedeur Sanders at 3 or moving up for Cam Ward because it doesn't make sense. You have two quarterbacks that started games in the AFC North last year. You have two quarterbacks that have won games in this NFL. You have two quarterbacks that could help you win games. So draft the best available player. I see people still, someone is in my Twitter mentions, they're still drafting Shedeur. These are one-year deals. Why? Shedeur Sanders, I have been in the camp of drafting Shedeur before they actually added Russ. I was in that camp. Why add Shedeur to this group now? One, that's a waste of a pick when you have two quarterbacks and you need to win now. Two, what if Shedeur Sanders isn't what, you know, potentially we think he is? What if he's mid? What if he never becomes? Like, that's how these guys are going to go out? No, they're not going out like that. We'll talk to Pat Leonard about it. 888-808-1019. If you're online, stay on hold. We'll chat to Pat. We'll chat with Pat. We'll talk to Pat. I think he knows more about the Giants and the situation than me. So we'll go get him, and we'll keep the conversation going. Stay tuned. We're definitely going to talk about Brandon Nimmo, his comments. We're definitely going to talk about Juan Soto, his comments. We're absolutely going to talk Mets and Yankees as we get ready for another 162. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM to AM returns right after this.